There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, rolling in on hour number two, coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Friday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by GCodeTacticalHolsters.com. You know, 10 hours a week I try to be out here and I try to be a Second Amendment advocate. I try to get everybody whipped up and everything. And there's some people that are just better at it than I am. And that's okay. That's fine, really. But there's some that are just really good at it. Really good at it. They just show up and something happens. Joining me for the first time since I made the move to Genesis Communications is that the epitome of who I'm talking about. We're joined again, finally, by Uncle Ted himself, Ted Nugent. Good morning, sir.
Greetings and a fine freedom-infested barbecue shout-out from the great state of Texas. Proud to be on a radio show called Lock and Load, and this is Ted Nugent, cocked, locked, and ready to rock, doc. Greetings, Bill.
You know, my aspiration is to be able to manage oxygen the way you do.
Well, you know, 66 years clean and sober with the ultimate freedom individual soundtrack doesn't hurt. My dad was a drill sergeant in World War II, and he never stopped. So the discipline factor did take hold. You should meet my brothers and sisters. We're all the same, basically.
Hey, that's not bad at all. I just had to go through something that got me clean. It cleaned up the part. I've been sober for a long time, but we don't want to go into that. That's not why we're here talking.
When you talk about clean and sober, I guess I am 66 years clean and sober, and I really do live the American dream. I'm surrounded by the greatest people in the world. I've been humbled and honored and inspired on a daily basis with heroes of the military and their family and law enforcement, just great, great working hard, playing hard families. But I think what really inspires me is that the people that hate me are indeed not clean or sober. In fact, they're hygiene challenged. I give you Michael Moore and Michael Bloomberg. These people are outright freaks.
Well, you know, Moore, just every time I see Moore, I've never been around him, and I'm glad. But I've been around a lot of people like Bloomberg who have that little big man complex.
Sure.
Yeah, so anyway, now you're in Texas right now, but next weekend you're going to be in Nashville.
Nashville deserves me. I go way back to a rock and roll heaven relationship with Nashville, but I think it will be increased substantially when I'm there with my National Rifle Association Blood Brothers. What a great event.
This is going to be some organized hell raising for you, isn't it?
Well, always has been. I've been a life member of the National Rifle Association all my life, Bill. And I've been honored to be to serve on the board of directors of the great NRA for, geez, I think it's somewhere in the neighborhood of 20 some years. But I've always been active. I do believe that I may be the first guy that was sucker punched by the introduction of the self-inflicted curse of the culture war back in the 1960s. When I was attacked as a rock and roll guy for being a deer hunter and believing in self-defense and celebrating the aim small, miss small firearms lifestyle. I mean, I was literally attacked and condemned and continue to be attacked and condemned. And it is so obvious when the attackers look and sound and smell like Michael Moore and Nancy Pelosi. You don't need to read this. You need to sign it, you little doggy too. I mean, the people that hate me are so clearly maniacs and freedom haters. They don't just hate Ted Nugent. In fact, they hate Ted Nugent because I very effectively celebrate and promote and educate people to the self-evident truth of what our founding fathers wrote down so that the kings couldn't be the only arms bearers, and the kings will no longer own our deer. So my truth tsunami is unstoppable, and so the left despises me, which is why they hate and they lie about me on a daily basis. But my point being is that's my badge of honor. I'm proud of that. I'm like Schindler in the face of the Nazis, and my list is growing.
Let's talk about your truth tsunami and the various forms it takes, shall we? Now, is this going to be the first NRA convention where John Lott's organization, Crime Prevention Research Center, is this the first time? It's a relatively new organization that he's come up with, and you're going to be speaking at that in conjunction with the NRA convention, yeah?
Yes. You know, God bless John Lott. I really believe that he has always been at the tip of the culture war spirit. This is a brilliant man who is unbiased. He researches data. He researches evidence. He researches history. And he comes with undeniable conclusions that more guns equals less crime. And it was that brilliant book that he wrote that I hope to God, Bill, that everybody listening to us right now in Lock and Load, I hope that everybody owns a copy of John Lott's book, More Guns Equals Less Crime, because it's not just a clever title, it's a truism. And this Crime Prevention Research Center, which I'm also honored to serve on the board, is probably right up there with the National Rifle Association, not in the power of We the People votes yet, but in the educational pipeline to people who have been brainwashed by a media that hates individuality, that hates self-defense, that condemns the right to bear arms and thinks that it's a folly. And so what John Lott in the Crime Prevention Research Center proves in every instance is that Bloomberg is a liar, and that Barack Obama is a liar, and that Eric Holder is the world's greatest gun runner, illegal gun runner to Mexican drug gangs. I mean, it's a bizarre world we live in, but yes, the National Rifle Association event in Nashville is a must-attend by freedom lovers everywhere, and what John Lott and we are doing with the Crime Prevention Research Center is we are trouncing the propaganda machine of the liberal media and the lying media. So, yeah, it's going to be a great event. The Crime Prevention Research Center, people should look that up. In fact, you go to Facebook. You go to my Facebook, and there's anywhere between 10 and 30 million people that come on, and they grasp and absorb and begin to believe and understand the truth that more guns equals less crime. Case closed.
Well, the thing about John Lott, you know, he revises his study every year. And John Lott is an economist. He doesn't really have a dog in the fight.
He's a numbers man, yeah.
Yeah, he's fascinated by the data, nothing else. And people like he and Gaius and Kleck, they come out with this stuff. And did he come out, is the Crime Prevention Research Center, is this in answer to Bloomberg basically funding up John Hopkins, and now it's the John Hopkins Bloomberg School of Medicine, and they keep publishing all these bogus reports about gun violence and everything else?
Well, I believe that John Lott's inspiration was that the inescapable avalanche of misinformation, the talking points mantra of the left and the media. And of course, the left is the media, the left is the government, and the left is academia. I mean, that's the big gruesome threesome of propaganda ministry. And John Lott, as a professor in Chicago, which was a gun-free zone, you have to have the same paperwork, Bill, in Chicago to buy a bullet that you do in Cuba. And they became the gun-free zone in 1972 with the firearms owner's identification card. Boy, I could tell you some stories of hysterical, insane hypocrisy about that. But John Lott saw that Chicago was a gun-free zone, but you couldn't escape the gunfire.
Yeah.
Because gun-free zones are a murderer's playground. Gun-free zones are where rapists and carjackers thrive. So he just looked into it and found out that gun-free zones are the worst conditions for increased crime, and that more guns on the belts and purses of citizens equals less crime.
You hang on. We'll have more of the Truth Tsunami on a Friday with Ted Nugent. This is Lock and Load.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar's lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoins. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Friday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. Right now, we are surfing the Truth Tsunami, which is quite the fun thing. And we're surfing it with a guy that you can see on Spirit of the Wild, which you'll find on the Outdoor Channel. It's on Tuesdays at 3:30 p.m. Eastern Time, 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time. And on Sundays at 12 a.m. Eastern Time, we are talking about Uncle Ted Ted Nugent himself. Just one question regarding your dinner that you're going to be at with John Lott. Are you going to dress the way you dress when you dress fancy with the, you know, the tweed loincloth and the dressy cowboy hat?
Actually,
sitting next to John Lott.
Actually, I'm wearing a very special live badger loincloth that night.
Live badger.
It will be a live badger at the feeding hour, so it should be quite a dance on my entrance. Now, you know, these kind of events are such a riot because they're so wall-to-wall great people. And again, I got to tell you, at the Crime Prevention Research Center dinner on Friday in Nashville on April 10th, will be the greatest heroes of the U.S. military, Bill, and great heroes of law enforcement, because freedom is not free. And I would bet that beyond the culture war and beyond the propaganda ministry that is so addicted to brainwashing Americans with lies about guns and freedom and most information, misinformation, I think one of the greatest inspirations for John Lott and all of us at the Crime Prevention Research Center, as is the case with the National Rifle Association, we know that freedom is not free, and that we, the people experimenting in self-government, have a duty, intellectual, moral, and spiritual, I believe, to earn that freedom. I think that should be the battle cry of America today. Earn. You have to earn your freedom. You have to earn your life support. You have to earn your phone. You have to earn your freedom. And this is our way of using the freedoms that the heroes of the military have sacrificed greatly to provide to counter the lies of the media, particularly in the most important aspect of American freedom, and that is our right to self-defense. The right to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. And currently, it's infringed. We need to get it back.
Yeah, when I was in the military, that was one of the main cadences we used to sing about being in the infantry was nothing in this world is free. And it's not just you got to get out there and earn it, but you got to always hang on to it. You can never let it slip.
It's a full-time job when you got people with such power like the community organizer that weaseled his way into the presidency and baffled everybody because somebody actually believed, in defiance of Martin Luther King Jr., that it was time for a black president instead of a president based on the content of his character, and we are paying the price now.
Well, you want to know what I would really like to do, and I'm not trying to weasel my way into your entourage. I would just like once to walk into a room, because I know you speak in front of a bunch of stuffy politicians from time to time.
Often, yes.
And it's got to be hilarious when it's finally your time to get up there with the live badger loincloth. I'd just like to be in the room with a, you know, like a quasar camcorder or something, just to record that just once, just so on these days when I'm sitting back and going, you know, this is never going to end. I'm always going to have to be pro-gun against the anti-gun. Just to, you know, give me that one little more, that other shot in the gluteus maximus to just make me just feel better about
this. You picked up on that instinctually, did you not, Bill? Because, yes, I am the Motor City Madman. There's not a damn thing you can do about it.
That's right.
And yes, if you're not having fun with me, you're weird. And when I get in the room full of ties, which, by the way, what's with the ties? Is someone anticipating drool? I've never understood the monkey suit. I've got nice jackets. I've got nice shirts. Mrs. Nugent forces me to wear nice jackets on occasion a nice camouflage shirt. But my point being is that there is a stuffiness. There is an ugly, counterproductive status quo in thinking you have to deliver the image. And the image sucks, because the more you adjust your tie, the more unbelievable you are. And what America needs right now is a leader who is it was absolutely believable in his delivery, in his words, in his presence, that he's not trying to convince, he's not trying to impress, but he believes in the basics of individual freedom, in an experiment in self-government, and delivers that. And when it comes to the right to keep and bear arms, we need to get that back, because it has been infringed. So when I join John Lott and all those other wonderful professional speakers, good-looking speakers. I will not be wearing a tie. I will not adjust my tie. I will not be thinking of tie. In fact, I'm ending the reference to ties now. I will deliver the truth. I will deliver evidence, logic, common sense, and the America working hard, playing hard, believability that God gave me the gift of life. How dare I not be prepared to defend it? That's the right to keep and bear arms, and we need to get it back.
Just keep in mind that one day I'd just like to just be in on one of those things.
You should, yeah, come on, join me. I'm so much fun. It's stupid. I tell you this, Bill, if I wasn't me, I'd want to hang around me.
Well, I completely understand that. I completely understand that. Coming up on the next break, that I've got one question somebody wanted me to ask you. They want to know if you still have the bison you rode in on the stage with.
You know, what an entrance. Nobody can beat my entrance riding a live one-ton South Dakota angry bull buffalo twixt my legs. And no, Chief did pass away, but in awesome spiritual reverence, we did add garlic and butter and show him the final adios.
That, well, if you had not said that, I would have asked you if that's where he ended up.
Well, of course, it's just sacred flesh.
You are not a waster. You waste nothing.
That's right, and nobody listening right now can actually claim what I claim, and that is I had a great barbecue from something that was previously between my legs.
Well, anyway.
Okay, then.
Okay, then. I like it. I like it a lot. In addition to the Crime Prevention Research Center dinner, you can find him on the 11th of April in Nashville at the Outdoor Channel booth on Saturday, speaking, and he'll be speaking at the convention on April 12th at 12:30 p.m. Autograph session at the Outdoor Channel booth on Saturday. Outdoor Channel, of course, where you will find Spirit of the Wild. When you get back, we're coming up on the next break, but when we get back, now, I don't consider her to be the stuffed shirt type. But I've seen enough of her just to have, like you say, instinctively. I can only imagine when the Palin showed up at your house.
Yes, imagine away.
And,
imagination is accurate.
When we get back, I want to talk about how that must have gone and everything else. You're also slated to perform with Charlie Daniels at the 40th Anniversary Volunteer Jam benefiting military families, which as a veteran who doesn't need you to do those kind of things, I appreciate you doing that for those that do.
We owe you guys. God bless the U.S. military for the sacrifices.
You hang on. We'll be right back with the Truth Tsunami. Uncle Ted, Ted Nugent. On a Friday, this is Lock and Load.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
By now, you heard about bitcoins. But did you know that over 65,000 businesses accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Because at BidBit.co, you can receive bitcoin by selling your personal items or business products. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your products quickly, easily, and securely at BidBit.co. That's BidBit.co. BidBit.co.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Capture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube, performance made in the USA studio on a Friday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. I believe that's actually a friend of my guest there playing that right there. You know, there's guys that they make a mark in music and everything, and it's never going to be the rhythm guitar player that is the he plays guitar, and then there's guitar impresarios like my guest, like Ted Nugent, who made. I used to listen to a lot of your stuff, Uncle Ted, before I knew you were into guns and everything. I noticed that altogether, if you were to line up all of the gigs that you've played, that would cover nearly 18 years, day after day after day.
I think so, yeah. I performed my 6,550th concert, and believe me, we are counting. I went all the way back to the stock hops and the pool parties and the frat parties and Walt's Malt Shop, and I even included the basement party at Marilyn Williams' home in Detroit in 1958. My point being is that I really, really, really love this stuff. I mean, the guys I've been surrounded with today, with Greg Smith on bass and Mick Brown on drums and Derek St. Holmes on guitars and vocals, my goodness, if I wasn't me, I'd go see those guys. These guys put so much piss and vinegar and energy and attitude and spirit into every song, every concert, every night. It is just intoxicating. I'm a lucky, lucky man at 66 years, and I attribute that, Bill, to being clean and sober, and that my nerve endings are rather touchy, and I get aroused by the music more today than I did back then. When I, Bill, if you wonder where this comes from, my name is Ted Nugent. I played bass guitar for Chuck Berry and Bo Diddley in 1970. You got to be kidding. who taught me how to race and drove me around the Mint 400. Parnelli Jones and Mickey Thompson. Are you kidding me? When it was bow hunting season, my dad and I would hunt with Fred Bear. The only thing I missed was when Jesus was feeding the fish on that mountaintop. That's the only mountain I haven't been to. So I'm, and plus, if you ever seen Mrs. Nugent talking about mountaintops, I'm clawing at the clouds. So I am a lucky man, and I thank God every day. But I attribute that to the discipline of my dad. And if you met my sons and daughters and grandkids, and everybody around me, my band, my crew, my team, our Spirit of the Wild production, the people I hang out with at the Arizona Fish and Game event, and the Maricopa County Republican Party, and Sheriff Joe, if you hung around with me, I'm very, very aggressive in pursuing the most positive I can possibly find. And I've always been able to find it. If you met Linda Peterson, my manager, Doug Banker, if you met Paul Wilson, if you met the people that are around me, my God, you could rely on them for anything. They are so caring, so intelligent, so passionate, so funny, so cocky, so rugged, so independent, so capable. And if you surround yourself with those superior human beings, then what you do comes off pretty damn good and, dare I say, unstoppable. So I want to thank everybody. In fact, go to my Facebook. You want to see some guitar jamming. We have a version of Great White Buffalo right now on Facebook that is just, I watched it last night and went, dear God, that most of that guitar licks are, those are illegal, I think. We're having a riot here, and it's not going to stop. In fact, when I come to the National Rifle Association event in Nashville this next week, and at the John Lott event, I will have a Gibson Birdland because she won't go anywhere without me.
It was my hope to have met you at this NRA convention because I knew you were coming, and I tried to work on that this coming weekend because I got a couple of people going to that. But I currently am in rehab over a massive heart attack and open heart surgery. So
I'm so sorry to hear that. We pray for you.
Well, guess what? I've got a heart that has been rebuilt. It's like a frame-off restoration of a 69 Malibu.
Wow, that is perfect.
I've got my circulation is gigantic now. My lungs, I haven't smoked since the day I had the heart attack. And barring me doing anything stupid, I'm going to die from something else. But the heart and the lungs, I've got 60 good years left on them now. Well, so I can live to be 120. Yeah.
Congratulations. I'm happy for you.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. One thing that I wanted to ask you, though, was when you were doing the Midwest Rock and Roll Express and you were touring with Styx, were you not tempted to kick the rest of Styx off the stage and keep Tommy Shaw and start looking for Jack Blades and the other guy that was made up Damn Yankees when you guys were really slashing and burning?
We really are such damn Yankees after all. You know,
yes.
Bill, that's another example of the incredible gentlemen and virtuosos that I've been honored to collaborate with. Tommy Shaw, Jack Blades, Michael Cardellone, just amazing musical virtuosos. And again, that music is best delivered by gentlemen who put their heart and soul into it. And so when we did the Midwest Express Rock Out with REO Speedwagon, more of my friends, in fact, I've been jamming and touring with Styx and REO Speedwagon probably since the late 60s, and I don't mean my late 60s, I mean the late 1960s, and it really was a musical riot, and I did get up on stage in Maine with Tommy and the Styx guys who performed the Damn Yankees Coming of Age jam perfectly, I might add. And of course, when I jammed with Charlie Daniels August 12th for the Volunteer Jam charity event for the military, Michael Cardellone will be there with Leonard Skinner. So who knows what might happen. But I'm very proud of that Damn Yankee chapter. What great, great music. What soulful, dare I say, Motown-like rhythm and blues we created.
Was that the first of the supergroups?
You know, no, I don't think so. I think Cream, and going all the way back to Cream, with those great guys, and certainly Led Zeppelin. Of course, I guess Led Zeppelin, nobody heard of some of those members until the Zepp formation. But, you know, I'm not really up to date on supergroups and celebrities that collaborated. I know that everything Sammy Hagar does, he surrounds himself with the greatest musicians in the world when he goes out, whether it's with the Cabo Wabo Jammers or the Chickenfoot Jammers. But, you know, there's such great music out there, and let's hail that the greatest music ever was formed by the children of Chuck Berry and Bo Diddley and all those black creators. Every great piece of music that everybody loves has a piece of Howlin' Wolf and Mose Allison and James Brown. God bless James Brown. But that's why Van Halen is still touring and killing. ZZ Top and Cheap Trick and Aerosmith and the Nugent Band. And it's why Sammy goes out every year, because that black influence is so soulful, so honest, and so authoritative that that music cannot be stopped. And I would challenge anybody to see a classic hip-hop artist 40 years from now, because this is my 53rd year touring, and I'm having the time of my life because it's real music for real music lovers by real music lovers. That's what the damn Yankees was.
You know, most people don't know who Howlin' Wolf was. Listen,
Howlin'
coming
Wolf.
Up.
How.
Yeah, yeah. We're coming up on the last break. I want to get off of the music tip part of it, and I want to stay in the music genre, because I know that Mark Farner of Grand Funk is a voracious Second Amendment advocate.
And one of those great virtuoso geniuses that I'm talking about, and a great
right.
friend of mine, a blood brother of mine, for sure.
Right. And I know that you are a voracious Second Amendment advocate, but I want to talk about, are you guys alone in this sea when you're out there with some of these guys that I know are very good friends, and that's got to be, it's got to be interesting to get around some of them. I remember after Sandy Hook, I find that most of the anti-gun rockers, like I've always been a Crew fan just because of some of the slashing they do. But Vince Neil is apparently anti-gun. Very disappointed.
Guys, yeah, it's really strange. I mean, if you hear some of the parroted propaganda rhetoric from these people, you go, oh my. First of all, there is no assault weapon unless somebody assaults you with it. There is no cop killer bullets except that were killed, that killed a cop. So we could talk about that. Yeah, it's very interesting.
We'll be right back. My guest today, Uncle Ted, Ted Nugent. On a Friday, this is Lock and Load.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Attention taxpayers, if you received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Last time on the firing line, and coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Friday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. My guest this hour, we're winding up getting ready to go into the NRA convention. He's headed to the NRA convention in Nashville, where he's going to be all over the place. For those of you that may have hearing issues, though, and you want some Uncle Ted, you can also find him on WorldNet Daily. He writes something called The Ted Offensive, and his New York Times bestseller, Ted White and Blue, The Nugent Manifesto, has just been released in paperback. Joined again last time by Ted Nugent with some of the, you know, I know, you know, I've talked with Mark Farner, I've had him on the show, and I know that amongst the older fellas, I have no doubt about where you guys stand on Second Amendment issues. And like every time they're trying to gin up some gun control, they go out and they get some celebrities, and it seems like those guys haven't got a clue about what they're talking about. And they're getting out there and trying to pontificate against something where people like you and Farner, when you guys speak about something, it's based out of the same thing that your music is backed up by, which is your conviction and your soul and everything. How much of that do you run into as Ted Nugent, musician?
Well, you know, I'm a gregarious guy, Bill. I travel all over the world. We performed in Sweden again last year, and all over Europe and Britain and Spain and Portugal and Africa and all across North America, obviously. And I got to tell you, even in Mill Valley, California, you know, people with pierced nipples come up to me and say, "Hey, Uncle Ted, did you kill a deer this year?" I mean, I got to tell you, the love and the celebration of not the Ted Nugent perspective, but the self-evident truth that I reek of. I don't really deliver many opinions. I deliver evidence, and I deliver beliefs based on that evidence and the historical truth that you can't get away from, and that is what John Lott's book epitomized: more guns do equal less crime, and gun-free zones are where more innocent lives are lost. So you can't debate me. If you Google my name and you watch me take on people who dared to debate me and my truth, I literally chew on their family tree and spit sawdust. You can't debate me. anybody that tries ends up on the floor in a foaming puddle of snot and hair, and in a loving way, by the way. But so I am not attacked publicly. I am supported publicly. If I walk through New York City, not considered a conservative bastion, though I'm a conservative bastard, every cop, I'm not kidding, from blocks away, when a cop sees me, they literally abandon their post and come over, Uncle Ted, God, I'm glad you're in Manhattan, man. I'm shooting a Smith 40. Do you think the 180 grain hollow point is the way? I mean, the ballistic party that erupts around me everywhere in a dialogue way so far. I got to tell you, no, they don't take me on. They don't attack me. But if you go to Facebook and just witness the depth of evil, the hate, they call me a draft dodger and a racist. They call me a racist every day. But of the 28 million Facebookers, after I identified the obvious from Ferguson, 28 million, I'm going to guess 99% were supportive of my take on the lessons from Ferguson. But the haters, they don't want to choose tofu over venison. They want to kill my wife. They put it clearly. I can't wait to shoot you in the head and see how you like it, you dear murderer. So my haters are sent from God to remind us how evil people can be, because in every instance, my haters lie and hate. They've never said anything accurate. Have I stumbled in life? Of course I have. I'm so human. Have I made mistakes? Sure I have. But the haters haven't even identified my real stumbles. They make up this hate. The pedophile, the draft dodger, the racist. Nugent can't run for president. He was born in Ontario. Yeah, there's another accurate claim. It's off the charts, but I take it as a badge of honor, because the best people in the world, the kindest, most loving, caring, professional, successful people in the world stand shoulder to shoulder with me. The hygiene challenged, literally those that came and protest my concerts, three per night, they literally still had their American communist regalia on, hence my term, subhuman mongrel, unclean vermin. When you've got people with signs made by Huffington Post and the Southern Poverty Law Center and other America-hating organizations, when they bust in members of the American Communist Party who are still wearing their American communist badges, Bill, are you kidding me? The Alfred E. Newman wouldn't accept this script. This wouldn't qualify as One Flew Over the Day-Glo Clockwork Orange Cuckoo's Nest. My haters are a gift from heaven, because it proves how wonderful of a human being I am.
Yeah, I guess you could use that as a measuring post.
Yeah, I think it's a great measuring post. Yes.
You know, I have watched you spar with some of these people, and it's...
not fair. It's just not fair.
You remind me of my old karate instructor, because, you know, he would let them get a couple of tags in, too. And
oh,
it would be like...
Speak. When they speak, they deliver our self-evident truth better than we can, because literally, Elaine Boozer, when I was on Bill Maher's Politically Incorrect 16 times, I actually said, so Elaine, a guy's breaking into your house, got a knife to your throat, and he's going to rape you. You have an option, 38 Smith & Wesson in your hand, no 38 Smith & Wesson in your hand. She actually admitted on TV to millions of viewers, well, I don't think I can shoot anybody. There you have it. They don't think their lives are worth protecting, and they want to insist that we think that way, too. Ain't gonna happen.
It always reminds me of a stoned lamb running to the wolves.
Yes, indeed. Help me, Mr. Wolf. My fur itches.
Well, I mean, I'm referring to people that want to spar with you.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You're
on points and everything.
Don't anymore. Since Pierce Morgan,
yes.
They will not. They will not take me on.
That was masterful. Sitting in the atrium of a gun range where you let him shoot, and he admitted to you, he's quite exhilarating. I actually quite liked it. And then you're out there saying, well, you know, I'm a free man, and I'm not going to, you know, you and anybody else that wants to take my freedom away from me, well, let me think about it. You can kiss my ass, and,
Well, you know, at some point, Detroit served me well. Back when Detroit was the epicenter of the American work ethic and productivity, when it was the most neighborly, wonderful, proud, clean city in the world, when I was born there in 48, up until the liberal Democrats took over and started catering to the pimps and the whores and the welfare brats and the bloodsuckers. And if you think that those words are harsh, those are the title of a great book by my hero, Star Parker, Pimps, Whores, and Welfare Brats. And Star Parker nailed it. The liberal Democrats want you to be a pimp and a whore and a welfare brat so that they can redistribute from those who don't think those are legitimate job descriptions. So I've been sitting in a great seat, and I got to tell you, thank you, Bill, for allowing me to use your airways. But what people can witness at TedNugent.com and on my Facebook, I'm on my Facebook right now while I'm speaking with you, and there are tens of millions of people coming and going who celebrate this self-evident truth. They know that Ted Nugent's take on the Second Amendment isn't a hunch. It's the self-evident truth, unless you're on acid.
Unless you're on acid. For those of you that are going to be in the Nashville area, for those of you that want to meet obviously one of the most aesthetically gifted geniuses out there. He's going to be in Nashville all weekend at the NRA exhibition. He's going to be with John Lott on April the 10th. He's going to be with the Outdoor Channel booth Saturday, April 11th, and he will be speaking at the convention on high, the only active, alive badger loincloth amongst the sea of suits and ties on Sunday, April 12th at 12:30 p.m.
Like a petting zoo at your own risk. And let me, if I may, Bill, use the lock and load airwaves to clear up a bad rumor. No, I didn't invent Precious, but I have perfected it.
There you go.
There you go.
I like it. I like it. You stay safe, sir, and I will be circling back. I'd like to hear about a couple of things after they get done. Don't be a stranger. It's been too long.
Well, Bill, let's talk after the great NRA convention. I hope everybody plans their family vacation. The NRA annuals in Nashville will be another record attendance by the greatest working hard, playing hard families in the world, as exemplified by the heroes of the U.S. military and law enforcement and their families. Come to Nashville and join me April 10, 11, and 12. It's great.
Enough said. Uncle Ted, raise hell. Thank you, sir.
Godspeed.
All right, folks. We'll do it again on Monday. Between now and then, remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once. Not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. On a Friday, this has been Lock and Load.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
It's happening again. The feds are trying to ban your freedom to own body armor. In January, a newly introduced bill, H.R. 378, will take away your right to buy level 3 and higher body armor. Katie Armor offers the most affordable level 3 body armor packages on the market today. Protect yourself. Buy your body armor now before it's too late. Go to katiearmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.